John wanted a new suit, so he bought a nice and expensive piece of cloth and then tried to locate a tailor. The first tailor he visited looked at the cloth and measured John, then told him the cloth was not enough to make a suit. John was unhappy with his opinion and sought another tailor. This tailor measured John, then measured the cloth, and then smiled and said, "There is enough cloth to make a pair of trousers, a coat, and a vest. Please come back in a week to take your suit." After a week, John came to take his new suit and saw the tailor's son wearing trousers made of the same cloth. Perplexed, he asked, "How could you make a full suit for me and trousers for your son, when the other tailor could not make a suit only?" "It's very simple," replied the tailor. "The other tailor has two sons." All three readings for today's liturgy remind us that we are God's stewards and that God expects faithful and prudent stewardship from us. For a long time, the territory we call the Holy Land was divided between a northern kingdom called Israel, with Samaria as its capital, and a southern kingdom known as Judah, with Jerusalem as its capital. In the 8th century BC, Israel was prosperous only for the upper classes. The corrupt business community exploited the poor people, while the priest ignored both the corruption and the poor who suffered from it. So the Lord God, through his prophet Amos, warned them of the coming downfall of the northern kingdom of Israel because of its lack of covenant morality, expressed by the abusive, disrespectful, arrogant treatment of the poor and the needy by the rich and powerful. They trample the heads of the weak into the dust of the earth and force the lowly out of the way. In the covenant relationship between God and his people, loving compassion and concern for the unfortunate, honesty and integrity were supposed to be distinguishing qualities in the community. Amos unequivocally declared that God would not tolerate the abuse of the weak. The steward in the parable was a dishonest who had been put in charge of his master's estate. He was a type of broker. In business transactions, such a manager would be paid by adding on something to what was borrowed, rather be given a percentage taken out of the master's proceeds. For example, if someone borrowed 50 denarii or 50 barrels of oil, he would have to pay back the 50 to the master and another 10 or 30 or 50 to the broker. His master was probably a Palestinian landlord residing in a large city. When caught red-handed for misappropriation of profits, the steward cleverly falsified the entries in the account books so that the debtors appeared to owe for less than their actual debt. What he was doing was eliminating most or all of his commission to earn the favor of his customers. The steward knew that when his master fired him, he would need friends. His dishonest plan would serve two purposes. First, the debtors would be grateful to him and would support him financially. Second, he would be in a position to exercise a little judicious blackmail to silence them if that became necessary. The parable points out that Christians should be as prudent and resourceful in acquiring goodness as the steward was in acquiring money and making his future safe. Christians must give as much attention to the things that concern their souls as they do to the things that concern worldly matters. The right use of wealth, according to Jesus in the Gospel of Luke, means helping the poor, helping the hungry, and helping the starving. That is the way that we make friends with God and please God. While we live on earth, we are in charge of things which are not really ours. We cannot take them with us when we die. They are only lent to us. We are only stewards over them. Jesus reminds us that, like slaves, we cannot serve God on a part-time basis. Once a man chooses to serve God, every moment of his time and every atom of his energy belong to God. If he honestly believes Christ's teaching on an afterlife, then it is high time to be wise, to be trustworthy, and a focused steward of God. Amen.